Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Canadian officials announced yesterday that they will reopen the nation's border crossings on August 9th to travelers who've been fully vaccinated against COVID-19. According to a Canadian government news release, Canada plans to begin allowing U.S. citizens and permanent residents who have proof of full vaccination at least 14 days prior to entering Canada. Travelers also must provide a negative result from a COVID test taken within 72 hours of arrival at a border crossing. Travelers will be required to upload their information to the Arrive Can app or web portal. Alaska has returned to COVID-19 high alert status as new cases continue to ramp back up. The State Department of Health and Social Services says the average daily case rate over the last 14 days is 12.7 cases per 100,000 people. The state announced 436 new Alaska resident cases yesterday. Those are for the Friday through Sunday timeframe. Among the new cases logged over the three-day span were 221 in Anchorage, 36 in Sitka, and 21 in Wasilla. In the interior, Fairbanks had 7 new cases, North Pole at 4, and Delta Junction 2. There were also 20 new non-resident cases statewide, including one in Fairbanks. The Fairbanks North Star Borough has the lowest case rate in the state at 2.4 per 100,000 people, while the broader interior region has the state's second highest case rate at over 19. 52% of Alaskans 12 and older have been fully vaccinated now. The Fairbanks North Star Borough is at 46%, while the broader interior has a 53% vax rate. The DHSS also reported 2 new COVID hospitalizations Friday through Sunday, with 68 virus-diagnosed patients and 1 suspected in Alaska hospitals. 12 patients were on ventilators. Anchorage-based economic consultant Jonathan King, who has been analyzing state COVID data throughout the pandemic, says available numbers indicate Alaska is still short of the herd immunity needed to break the link between COVID infections and hospitalizations.
If you look at the data from April 1st through the beginning of July, we're not there yet.
King says there's not enough data, but Alaska appears to be seeing deaths relative to infections coming down. And that's likely because many of the unvaccinated are younger.
Those individuals are still ending up in the hospital if they're unvaccinated at about the same rate as they were before, perhaps even a little bit higher, but they are less likely to die.
King emphasizes that even with the current case surge, Alaska is not in for a repeat of last winter.
But Alaskans are still ending up in the hospital, and the number of Alaskans in the ICU has more than doubled over the last month.
King notes that the required level of vaccination or infection to achieve herd immunity is now estimated to be closer to 85% due to the higher transmissibility of the Delta COVID variant. A Fairbanks man shot a grizzly bear as it charged him yesterday in neighborhood woods northeast of town. 48-year-old Robert Weibel says he and his 12-year-old son, Kendall, and the family dog were hiking in a familiar area past the end of Smallwood Trail near Mile 7 Chena Hot Springs Road when the sow grizzly charged.
Both of us kind of thought it was a moose for a split second, and then I could tell for sure that it was a bear.
Weibel says his son and the dog moved off the trail.
Kendall did really well. He didn't panic. He didn't scream, which I'm thankful that way the bear saw me first, you know.
Weibel says he yelled at the bear, but the animal kept charging.
She was coming. She was coming fast, and she was growling.
Weibel, an experienced hunter, says he drew a .44 pistol he carried in a chest holster and took aim.
I think she was maybe 5 or 10 yards from me when I shot her. And then Kendall says that she rolled, and then she was about 5 feet from me. And then she took off.
Weibel says a cub came out of the woods and chased after the mother bear. He says he called state troopers who look for the bears from the air with a helicopter and with him on the ground.
We tracked the bear for a couple hours.
Weibel says they followed an intermittent trail of blood until it stopped and did not see the sow or cub again. He says the experience was scary, but it won't deter him from outdoor adventures. The Fairbanks North Star Borough has received nearly $19 million in American Rescue Plan Act funds, and the Assembly wants to hear from citizens about how the money should be spent. KUAC's Robin reports.
There are a lot of limits on how these coronavirus relief dollars can be spent. At a meeting of the Assembly's Finance Committee last week, Borough Attorney Jill Dolan explained there were four categories for spending outlined in the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA.
The first is to support public health response and address negative economic impacts of COVID-19. The second is premium pay for essential workers, replacing public sector revenue loss. And the last category is for some water, sewer, and broadband infrastructure projects.
Public testimony at the Finance Committee meeting mostly focused on that last category. Many ideas for improving parks and recreation, which are seeing increased use during the pandemic. Chris Puchner with the Nordic Ski Club of Fairbanks says the club needs new grooming equipment.
The club grooms and maintains approximately 35 miles of trails at no expense to the borough, the army, or the skiing public. And secondly, a lighted trail construction to connect the current Birch Hill Trail system, which is partly on borough land, partly on military land.
Alan M. Armbruster with the Farthest North Pickleball Club advocated for more court space outside the Big Dipper building.
We are looking for improvements with the venues we play on now, but the real request would be for a pickleball dedicated facility for year-round playing indoor and outdoor.
Elena Suddeth of the Interior Gas Utility asked the Assembly to direct money to renewing the grant program to help residents convert from burning heating oil to natural gas.
The borough has bad air quality and natural gas is the cleanest burning fossil fuel.
Carl Golke, the business development manager for IGU, also advocated for putting ARPA money into the grant program, saying there are businesses who would have already converted to natural gas if it weren't for the pandemic.
There are people out there that want to change due to funding, though they just want to hold off.
The Assembly worked with borough staff to come up with a preliminary list of projects, including Pioneer Park's water and sewer repairs, Pearl Creek Elementary School's water connection to avoid arsenic, replacing the septic system for Belaine Service Area, equipment to set up an alternative assembly chambers at Nolwine Library, giving money to tourism and hospitality businesses, improving broadband, cleaning up deteriorated and abandoned buildings, job training specifically for renewable energy jobs, incentives to improve housing in the borough, incentives for essential workers, incentives to get vaccinated, modernizing cybersecurity, and giving out community assistance grants to Fairbanks Food Bank, the Rescue Mission, and other entities to assist with housing and food insecurity. The Assembly still wants to hear public ideas. By email, their addresses are at fnsb.gov. They will discuss and prioritize the projects at a special Finance Committee meeting on August 15th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.
And I'm Dan Bross.